Harley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Casey. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I feel really happy. Did you know you cannot say happiness without the word penis?
What do you mean?
Happiness.
You're so ridiculous.
If you feel happiness and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap, clap, clap.
If you feel happiness and you know it, clap your hands.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
If you're happy and you know it, then your dick is going to show it. If you're happy and you know it.
Say big fatty.
Yay for big fatty.
Yay, big fatty. Thank you, big fatty. I hope your penis is happy.
We hope you're having happiness today.
Yes, we do. You are so juvenile.
It's true. Just call me 12. I wish I could still come like I did when I was 12.
But. Oh, me too. I think that all men probably progress to the age of 12 and then stop.
Somewhere in their head, and I'm talking about the dickhead, they stop.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you're happy and you know it, then your dick is going to show it.
Say Big Fatty.
Yay.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3184. The BFO for two, I say, juicy the 21st of April 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you know, we're recording this on 420. Where are the Doritos? Hello.
Hi, Big Fatty.
What are you doing?
Big Fatty's 420. Hi, everybody. Hi, Big Fatty. Hi.
Okay, well, great. Yes, Big Fatty, let's get, you know what I would really like? I'd really like some cake.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 21st of April, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, mainly because, y'all, it is the very first time I am reading this one. Big Fatty, y'all, I've never met this person, but y'all, all I got to say is he has got a lovely, he's got very good taste because, y'all, he is the other half of, he is the husband of Holly from the enormous little show that you heard at the beginning today. Y'all, it is none other than the sexy hairy man, Big Fatty. Y'all, when not around Harley, he goes by Jay. Big Fatty the Hot Cub? No, but you said sexy hairy man. Well, I'm sure that there's more than one sexy hairy man named Jay out there. But yeah, yes, Big Fatty, but only one that does the humpity bumpity with Harley. Well, I can't say who's humpity bumpitying with Harley, but dear Gussie, y'all, so I don't know anything about Jay other than he's a sexy hairy man and Harley's his husband. And Big Fatty, and you know that he's is happy because he has to say penis. But anyway, y'all, if you see, I tell you what, if you see Harley on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, tell him to wish his husband Jay a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope the sexy hairy man gets a big old piece of, maybe some special brownies or something. Big Fatty, yes, where are the Doritos?
Happy birthday.
again, you know, you can't spell, you can't say happy without penis. Big Fatty. I don't think that was quite right. Anyway, but y'all, that of course was that Alex. And y'all, I'll have a little. A little story about Alex in just a few minutes, but y'all, let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, y'all, I had some more of my turkey, and y'all, I had some more of that riced cauliflower, and y'all, it was just lovely. But anyway, y'all, gassy all night long. And y'all, it did stop raining enough for me to get in my second. Oh, Big Fatty, somebody's calling you. I don't recognize the number, so we're just going to decline it. So anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, that's probably my doctor calling to confirm my appointment. Big Fatty. I was able to get my second nipple walk in. Y'all, except it was chilly. It was chilly out there, and I was out in shorts and a short sleeve shirt. And y'all, it was just nipply. And then came back home and I watched the 60 Minutes. And y'all, then I, what else did I watch? Oh, y'all, they had a. I think it's the last episode. If it's not this week, it's next week of the Will and Grace. It's either this week or next week on is it Thursday that comes on? I don't remember. But watch the one where they Karen got a statue or whatever, but anyway, y'all, it was cute. And we recorded the Survivors Ready Sunday night, and y'all, after that, I watched the news, and y'all, then I went and I turned on my new pwn. Fatty, we do not need details about that. But y'all, it was just as I remembered it, and it's very dated, and I'm okay with that. And I didn't get through the whole thing. Yes, Big Fatty, what about 2 minutes you got through? No, there was no inappropriate touching or anything. I was just watching it for you know, it was like a newsreel. It was like a newsreel. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all woke up on a Monday morning, had my brufkas. Y'all, I pulled out my air fryer, and y'all, I fried bafrin. I fried bafrin in my air fryer. Y'all, it was delicious. It really was good. Let's see, what else? I had my coffee and a little English muffin with that, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, the wind was blowing like a maniac, and, but y'all, it was quite pleasant out there. Came back, got my share, and y'all, then I had a very special conference call on the Skype with none other than Alex Lefevre, and y'all, it was just lovely to see him and his husband Brandon did one of those photo bombing. That sounds odd. Well, he came in and we chitter-chatted. You know, Brandon came to Charleston and took me to dinner. And you know, that was back in the good old days when you could go out to dinner and go to the Dudley Do Rights for a cocktail. But anyway, I was running an idea by him, and he seemed to approve of it and all. So y'all, just stay tuned. And y'all, I think that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It's Scotty, your Aussie butler. And when you're doing your nipper walks, quick question. Did you cue the music?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today. Big Fatty, it's a month old, almost, comes to us from the little Aussie battler down there in the future. It's from Scotty. Scotty, what do you got for us?
Okay, so when you're doing your nipper walks, do you have dogs that bark like this all the time as you walk along? Possibly they don't bark at you because you don't have Alan or Roxy with you, but... just saying, it's so annoying.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is the little Aussie battler, Scotty. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and this is an excellent question. You know, while everyone is working from home, there are more and more dogs out and about. When I'm doing my nipper walks, because, you know, people are out walking the dogs, and, you know, it's always fun to see them trying to control the dogs or bending over to pick up a coil. Big Fatty, please! But anyway, as I walk by some houses... the dogs will bark. If I walk down the back alleys, you know, the dogs are usually in the back in a fence or whatever, and they'll bark then. And what I usually do is I usually just ignore them, and I sick Squeaky Kitty on them. Yes, Big Fatty, go get them, Squeaky Kitty. Yes, oh, yes, go get them.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Mac from Florida calling. Remember me? It's been a little while. I'm just out taking a nipper walk. Thought I'd give you a call. It's about 8 p.m. in the evening here. Lovely night. Nice way to work off all of my stress eating from the day. I just wanted to let you know that I am going to be in New Orleans in August, unless... anything else happens. And if you were to check your calendar of exitings of birth canals, you would notice that my birthday will be the day after Pride 48 ends. And that's not only my celebration, but my 40th. So I'm very excited to be there. I'm expecting spankings. and excited for the Hara tour and everything else. And excited to meet everyone, many of whom I've never met before. My boyfriend Mike is coming with, and he's sort of like you. He's very much the welcome wagon type. So y'all get along, I think. I'm converting him to your show. It's a little hard to explain. It's like, don't start someone during Shart Week, because then their expectations are really high. And then when they're like, well, now that Shart Week's over, now what? It's kind of hard to explain. But, oh, and you'll have one very important thing to talk about, which is that he was there at the 1982 World's Fair. So you can ask him about that, because he was actually there. All right, that's all I got. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Mac in the Flow Rider. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, first of all, Mac, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Y'all, Mac was in the chat room, or at the Pride 48 cocktail party a couple of weeks ago. Yo, by the way, we've got a suits meeting coming up on Sunday evening, and y'all, I think we'll be planning other events like that here during that meeting. So stay tuned. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I don't know if you remember this or not, but Mac was the number two fan of the BFO in 2017, back when my youngest daughter Nessa was the number one fan. Big Fatty, we don't hear from the children anymore. Well, I know we really don't hear from them much anymore, but that's That's okay. Mac, lovely that you're going to make it to New Orleans. I hope we'll be there to see you. And y'all, we're not making a decision for y'all. It's just, it's premature. Big Fatty, yes. That sounds vulgar, but yes. It's premature to make decisions right now. Although the Delta Airlines has now said that they would be giving, I don't know if it's refunds or travel credits or whatever for trips made through the 30th of September. But Mac, hope to see you in New Orleans. And y'all, I met Mac at one of the good days, y'all. It was at the Queen's Tea at the Grand Floridian, just lovely, just lovely.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Ozzy Battler, and today is Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2020. And hey, just listen to your latest show, and you're talking about writing cards to people and getting out your pen and paper and sending it off. And can you believe it? The same day that you said to do that, Kathy Bacon has written a beautiful postcard to me from NASA headquarters and sent it to me, and it arrived on the same day that you told all of your listeners to do that. So that's pretty impressive. I think she has done what you said instantly, on the spot. Not even Judge Judy could expect for more. Anyway, hear all those bloody dogs yapping. If I was someone else, I'd call in and ask a question about that. But anyway. Okay, thanks, Kathy Bacon. And thanks, Big Fatty, for forcing her to do that.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the...
Okay, hang out now.
Oh! Y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie Battler, Scotty. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, two in one day. It's true. And you're quite right. Miss Bacon is quick on the trigger to get these things done. I wish Kathy Bacon would find her second cousin, Patty Bacon, and dear Gussie, and Patty would let us know where she is and how she's doing. Y'all, I'm worried sick. Just worried. Worried sick. Yes, me, Patty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, believe it or not, I contacted Hortensia, and she says, I would like to come. And I said, well, come on then. So, y'all, the villa will be free of Big Fatty, your odors. Yes, that's it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous little show. Guys, what are you doing for Big Carrie, man?
If you're happy and you know it, then your dick is going to show it.
Say Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like Harley's going to be honking a bobo.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.